Theaterchecks.com.
Until 1 p.m. And on Saturday, Tombs, which all three of us will have to be there, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will be speaking, making a public address in support of WISM. And doors open at 1 p.m. at 2325 Washington Street, 15 James Street in Newark. And this is a very important event. The public address by the minister begins at 3 p.m. For more information about this very special event, you can call 973-353-9888. 973-353-9888.
We love you, Sister Frederica, and WISM.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. Okay. By the way, I do want to shout out Danzel Monk, who is from St. Francis College.
Brother Monk.
He comes down here. Brother Monk, just a quick word from you, brother. It's very quick. Just say one little quick thing. And
hey, I'll make this real short. Just want to say it was a wonderful trip, a wonderful journey. I'm looking forward to the next level. I know when one door closed, as someone said, 1,000 opens up, and we're going to do this thing big. I'm sure that. I remember telling Bob about 5 months ago when I came into the studio, and I said, Bob, I had a dream last night that you brought us all together and said it's going to be our last show. He said, wow, ain't that something?
Yeah.
No, look, here he is. But we're going new to a new level, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Danzel.
By the way, shouts to that crazy man over there in the corner, Peter Snowell.
Snowell.
That's right.
And
you will hear from the last time tonight at 11 o'clock.
No. On KISS. You ain't going to hear from him the last time.
No.
There's no such thing as a last time from Peter.
As a matter of fact, I think he will be back. Go ahead.
All right. One thing, Bob Pickett didn't get that memo. He said all three. All four of us will be there at WISM. Because them two men and myself will bring it on the minister. You get that memo, Pickett?
I didn't get that memo.
I know.
He did too. I didn't get that memo.
I had to shake that up. Let me just say this real quick. As we get ready to go around and finish this up here real quick, one group I didn't mention that helped propel me into this platform was three gentlemen from an organization. It was called UAM. It was Reverend Sharpton, C. Vernon Mason, Attorney C. Vernon Mason, and Attorney Alton Maddox. And that helped me get on the map of being conscious in this community and doing the thing and the work in the community. But as we go around, first let me go to Brother Pickett. Brother Pickett, you know, brother, the love for you I have for you, brother. We fight like brothers, brother. But I love you, brother. And brother, one show that I will never forget, well, it was two. You and Erica Ford was number one. But number two was Bob Pickett came in this studio and he went on the air knowing that he lost his son.
Yes. Yes.
And that there showed me something. We didn't want him to come on. We wanted him to go home. And he did the show and then had to go home and break the news to his wife. Mm-hmm. So Bob Pickett, brother, you showed me something over a grace of time, brother. You've helped me tremendously. You chastised me, but I thank
tremendously
you for your support, brother. Them two, may I can't sum it up in words, brother. I love you, brother. You taught me something, brother, about how men can be affectionate to one another without having that kind of affection with one another.
Woo.
And thank you, brother, for the things that you've done. You picked up my, I lost my sister-in-law, my wife's sister, a couple weeks ago. The two may call me the other day and say, I need your wife's number. And brother, that's the kind of person you've been and the kind of person you've made me better. For brother, Sister Toya, thank you for continuing the guidance. I got the handoff from Vinnie Brown of becoming a better producer. Under Sister Toya, you gave me the room to grow, and I really appreciate that. Thank you. And Brother Slade, brother, what can I tell you, brother? We've been through it all. We've been on the softball field together. We've been in the studio, we've been in the streets, we've been everywhere together, brother. We've laughed together, we cried together, we've been on certain occasions, numerous occasions, 9/11, so many. But since you, everybody else have a go around, brother, I love you, brother, and I hope that we can continue. And brother, because of you, I'm on the national level as executive producer for Reverend Al Sharpton's show. So thank you, brother, for training me and guiding me so that I can do those things.
Okay, you finally got through the Bobsleigh School of Broadcasting.
Yes, sir.
All
right. Let me give my concluding thoughts. Fatim, you were right. That was a very bad day for me. But I knew I had to go on because Walter, my son, this was his favorite show.
Mm.
And he listened. And I knew he was listening that day, too, in heaven. and we, you know, guys, we've cried together, we've laughed together, we've celebrated together, we've been with each other together, and hopefully we'll continue to be together in another time and another place. I'm honored, ladies and gentlemen, to have been in your lives and to provided you with information. All I can say now is this is not goodbye. This is not goodbye. We hope to see you at another time and another place. God bless all of you, and thank you. And I'm going to say thank you to my wife and to my two girls, Samantha and Sarah, for allowing me to spend time with you.
Oh, third answer.
I don't have anything to say that has anything to do with remorse. This is a beautiful day for me, all right? Because it ain't got nothing to do with an end. I always looked at what we're trying to do as a circle. A circle has no beginning or end. And the most important thing to me, I was just reflecting, Brother Pickett, I remember that day when you did that. And it made me think the kind of commitment we did have to this. I blew my arm up one day, came in here, and Slade said, go to the hospital. I don't know what I was thinking, but I said, I got to get here and do this show, okay? And so I was going, you know, I don't know nothing about cars. The thing was overheating, and I didn't know you're supposed to not take the open the radiator. So, of course, you know, I'm twisting the thing off right in front of the tunnel. Bam! But I said, oh, man, if I don't get here, and that's when I think it was just me and you. I said, I can't leave the brother. But, look, I'm just so thankful that we've been able to go and touch people's lives. Y'all have meant way more to us than we could have ever meant to. Got that backwards. Y'all have meant way more to us than you could ever imagine. And I have no sadness. I don't want to prolong this. This is a day of celebration for me. I really am into, we're going to the next level, and we're going to give you those places where you can reach us and stay in contact. The open line will never be closed.
There you go. I like that.
Bon Slave.
And I'm going to keep mine relatively short, but I'll, to the point.
Yes.
You know, I'm a big movie fan, and I always take lines from movies. And this is one from the old Audie Murphy Western. I love Westerns. No Name on the Bullets, the last line in the film. And he said, everything comes to a finish. Yes, it does. It's finished here at this place at 98.7 KISS FM. We have some unfinished business.
Thank you.
We have to take care of. And it goes back to the Central Park Jogger Boys, getting justice for those young men. It goes back to Diallo and Louima, who the media slammed. It goes back to Sean Bell, getting justice for him. It goes back to the education of our children. It goes back to a phrase that Toombs came up with, black to black crimes, not black on black, not what we do on each other, it's what we do to each other. We started out a decade ago, and we're still in the fight. That's not over. We still got to finish that business. And when I started here at KISS FM, I sort of stole a line from Toombs. I call this, what we did here at this radio station, Sophista Black. You know, it's not, it wasn't, you know, that Pan-African thing. Right. It wasn't all that drama. You know, right on.
You know, that's copywritten. I got to sue you.
It wasn't any kind of thing like that. It was Sophista Black. In other words, we were talking to just the average person out there who's not into any of all that stuff. And I think we touched a lot of people during these past years, 23 years. It went by like that, man. It just went by so fast. But like I said, we have some unfinished business, and we're going to take care of that, hopefully, at another place. And Sean Connery would say, another time, another place. You know that. We'll see you again. No doubt about it. Like I said to him, it's sad day, yeah, but I'm feeling pretty good because I know that you all joined us for this ride. I'm glad that the brothers came along.
Look here, brother.
And follow me. Let me just say
this. Me and Pickett a ride or die with you.
Yes,
all right? No, that's real.
And for team.
I'm sorry.
I got everybody involved in this.
Yep.
To me, it's like a theater group. I was the director. I know what that feels like. And I said, all right, let's make a play. Let's do it. And every day it was a show that we put on for the folks. But it was a different kind of show. It was a real show. It wasn't just play acting. It was real. When you heard in the studio, were you fussing and fighting and trying to kill each other? That's right. Yes, it was coming down to that.
That's right.
But I enjoyed every minute. I hope you did too, ladies and gentlemen. And all I can say is, like I didn't even realize I stole this line from Dick Clark. So long for now. Yes, and no, I say that on Soul Begins. I didn't even know. I guess subconsciously I was stealing that. Good thing I didn't take it from Don, you know, say love, peace, and soul. But I will say so long for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the last lockout. If you have any questions, write us.
No, you don't.
Hold on. Our website, okay, www.openlinelive.com. Or you can email us at openlinefm@aol.com or tweet us at Open Line Live. Ladies and gentlemen, want to thank all of you for being with us today. This is not goodbye. We want to thank our production crew, Fatima Muhammad, our production assistants, Robin Williams, Andrew Veras, Crystal Brockington. And on occasion, we want to thank and give our condolences as well to DJ Cool Clyde.
Yes, sir.
Up next, the one and only Felix Hernandez. His Rhythm Review for the last time from 12 noon, now from 1 o'clock to 6 p.m. Old school the way you like it. Again, on behalf of this crew, James M. Toomey, Bob Slade, myself, and Fatima Muhammad, we love all of you. We'll see you in another time. In another place.
This is the last time you'll hear this here at 98.7 KISS FM right here.
KISS FM is saying farewell, New York.
KISS FM has been a voice in this community for 30 years. And today, we say goodbye. The entire KISS family and WBLS family will become one station.
Beginning Monday at midnight.
KISS FM with the immortal Curtis Mayfield. Move on up. Rhythm Review. Good afternoon. And guys, Open Line crew, before you leave the studio, I just want to tell you one last time today that it's been a great, great honor working with you. Slade, Pickett, Toomey, I know we are going to be breathing the same studio air again real soon. And we're going to do our last Rhythm Review here on this station today. I've got Barry Mason with me in the house right now, the maestro. We're going to be talking a little bit.
To the hip, the hip, to the hip, hip, hop, you don't stop the rocker to the bang, bang, boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat.
Music from Sugar Hill, that's where it all started with Rapper's Delight on 98.7 KISS FM. Rhythm Review. And well, joining me is Barry the Maestro Mason.
Hey, Felix. How are you?
Yeah, all right. We've been working together for a little bit now.
well, you're not only a colleague, a good friend of mine, a business partner, but this is going to be an incredible day. I tell you, it's going to be so incredible today.
And also with me is Toya Beasley. Toya.
Hi, Felix.
Toya, I want to thank you publicly. You are the one who brought me into this family.
Uh-huh.
I'm so grateful. I'll always be grateful for that.
Yeah.
Was a wonderful addition.
Yes.
And I'm glad the reflection of having those that you brought in that are still here.
I want to thank Toya too, because Toya gave me the opportunity to work with Vi Higginson to do KISS Club Classics for 8 years right here at KISS FM. Oh, yeah. So I want to thank you, Toya, so much for that opportunity. And I'm just so grateful, you know.
God be the glory.
All right. Yes. We're going to take a little break. More music coming up, and we'll do the show of the year.
Yes, it is. So much.
98.7 KISS FM says farewell, New York. Over 30 years of great music and community service will live on. Starting Monday on 107.5 WBLS.
You know, choosing how you listen to radio is important. If you don't visit HDRadio.com, you won't learn about the new local HD2, HD3 radio stations. If you don't hear the new local HD2, HD3 stations, you won't hear everything you should. If you don't hear everything you should, you won't understand what your friends are talking about. To understand what your friends are talking about, visit HDRadio.com to learn about HD Radio receivers like the Pioneer DEH44 HD. Now only $120 at Walmart.
A match made in heaven. Harvey, Shayla,
Jeff Fox, and yours truly, Lenny Green, on 107.5
WBLS.
Like 98.7, Kiss FM, Mighty Temptations, and Treat Her Like a Lady on Rhythm Review. And this is the last day for Kiss, but it's not the last day for Rhythm Review. No, no, no. We still have our Roseland parties. The Roseland parties will keep going. Those are not affected, folks. Don't worry about it. You're still going to be able to get your boogie down on that big dance floor. And Barry Mason and I have a special event, too, coming up this Tuesday night. It's a promotion of Barry Mason's company and myself. Barry, tell them a little bit more about it. Truth to Kiss.
All right. Well, Track One Entertainment in association with DRP Productions presents Groovy Tuesday. We're going to do a special tribute to 98.7 Kiss FM. It's going to be at the South Street Seaport Beekman Beer Garden, and they're going to be special invited guests. All the DJs are invited to come down and pay tribute to Kiss FM, as well as special recording artists D-Train, Fonda Ray, Legendary Ladies of Sky. Want more information? Just log on to www.classicsoul.com or www.track1entertainment.com. Right? So that's going to be this Tuesday, South Street Seaport, Beacon Beer Garden. Want more information? Just log on to the websites. All right?
All right, Barry, thank you. And let's continue with the music. We have Chris Murray's in the house. He's going to be joining us in just a few minutes. Right now we've got Ashford and Simpson.
And for love's sake, each mistake, oh, you forgave. And soon both of us learn to trust, not run away.
It was no time to play.
We build it up,
build it up,
build it up, and now it's time.
Hey, this is Lenny Green. For those of you who go back in the day, remember the WBLS Sure Shots versus the Kiss Cards?
Now we're on one team. Beginning Monday at midnight, Kiss FM and BLS are one at 107.5 WBLS.
Your number one source for R&B. Oh, man, 98.7 Kiss FM. It's going to be hard not to hear that with Kiss FM's legendary signal. Oh, man. Tina Murray behind the groove on Rhythm Review. And, folks, again, I want to remind you that even though this is the last day for Kiss FM, Rhythm Review is going nowhere. And you can get all the updates at the Rhythm Review website, which is classicsoul.com. All right, classicsoul.com. Check into it every now and then. You can also hit me up on Facebook, and I'll keep you up to date with what's going on. Roseland is not affected. And as a matter of fact, Rhythm Review is still on the radio. So again, classicsoul.com. And we'll keep you up to date there. Chris Murray, who's been my colleague here at Kiss FM for the last, years now, right?
Felix, it's always good seeing you. But of course, you know, we've had much better, much more pleasant circumstances than this. And
absolutely.
I want to thank the listeners so much. And they've been so supportive. And it's been a pleasure working with you. Always been a pleasure. I enjoyed listening to you as well. But what I want to do, Felix, if you don't mind, take a few seconds. I'd like to capsulize my career for a lot of listeners who don't know about it and some who've also followed it.
Go ahead.
Back at 16 years old, WNJR, New Jersey, Bugsy Bugs. This guy took me under his wing just out of high. Actually, I was still in high school as an intern. Beverly Bradshaw of New Jersey. Thank you, Beverly Bradshaw. She made it happen. Bugsy, Fred Mills, Sergio Dean, Sturgis Griffin. Back then, I was in the studio with them, and I heard them talk about a lot of stories. And I said to them, hey, guys, when am I going to have stories like that to tell? At 16 years old, they turned around and said to me, keep living. Keep living. And if anybody knows Fred Mills, he gave me that laugh like, hey, yeah, buddy, keep living. And so eventually, let's fast forward 3 years from then. WBLS, I'm in Frankie Crocker's programming department. The phone rings. This is one of my stories. I answered the phone. You couldn't tell me I wasn't Mr. Crocker. BLS programming, who's this? A man's on the phone, and he says to me, hey, Frankie, XYZ, ABCD, EFG, he's talking this talk. And I said to him, I said, sir, I'm not Mr. Crocker. And he said, no, I said, no. And he laughed. I said, well, who's calling? He said, this is Don Cornelius. And I said to myself, oh, come on. About a few days later, I get a call in the studio, and somebody says, Chris, Frankie's on the phone. I said, did he talk to everybody else yet? And they said, no, he hasn't spoken to anybody else. He called specifically for you. I pick up the phone. Frankie says, hey, Chris. He says, Chris, it's Frankie. I'm in California. I said, yes. He said, I looked for you the other day, but you were gone. See that? You blew. I didn't understand what that meant. Then he says, listen, I'm having a meeting in my office on Thursday at 11 o'clock. I want you to be there. Make sure you're there. Thursday came. My behind was in that studio. I was in the meeting, and it was just phenomenal. I was not even on the air, but he called me personally from California to tell Babe to be in the studio and be at that meeting. So that, I mean, I've got stories to tell that like you would not believe.
Chris, real quick, tell us where you're going to be. How can we find you?
Married Together, Single Apart. I'm going to give you my website in just a bit.
Go ahead. You do it right now.
ecmurray005@gmail.com.
One more time.
ecmurray005@gmail.com.
All right, Chris, thanks a lot. We'll bring you back on in a little bit. Right now, we're going to take a little break. We're going to come back, and I know there's a song that you wanted to play, and it's right here on 98.7 KISS FM.
98.7 KISS FM says, farewell, New York. Over 30 years of great music and community service will live on starting Monday on 107.5 WBLS. Here's your KISS calendar.
Log on to the Win with KISS page at 987kissfm.com for your chance to see the Manhattans perform in the heart of Times Square Sunday, May 13th at B.B. King's for a special Mother's Day show. If you can't win, get your ticket from bbkingbluesclub.com.
For more info, log on to 987kissfm.com. This weekend, we remember 98.7 KISS FM.
It's time to give away some KISS cash.
Good morning, Bob Slay.
Good morning to you.
All right.
A voice in our community for 30 years, and we're saying goodbye.
Isaac Hayes and Friends.
Isaac Hayes and Friends.
We'll remember 30 years of great music. Hear stories from your favorite KISS DJs.
You just been crazy.
And you.
My fondest memory of KISS is that's the year that my husband and I started dating.
Remember, the legacy of 98.7 KISS FM will live on starting Monday with our family at 107.5 WBLS.
Review 98.7 KISS FM. One of my fondest memories of KISS as a listener was one morning hearing Isaac Hayes play this record on this station. And Isaac Hayes played it right here back in the day. Rhythm Review. KISS FM.
WRKS FM, New York.
I'm KISS FM's morning man, Isaac Hayes.
DJ Red Alert.
98.7 KISS FM is saying farewell, New York.
KISS FM has been a voice in this community for 30 years. And today, we say goodbye. The entire KISS family and WBLS family will become one station.
Beginning Monday at midnight.
Sounds so good. Taking you back, Rhythm Review with Felix Hernandez on 98.7 KISS FM.
Rufus, Chaka Khan on Rhythm Review. And do you love what you feel on 98.7 KISS FM? And the last Rhythm Review broadcast on this station. But, folks, it's not the end of Rhythm Review. Again, the Roseland dances will not be affected. We have our party scheduled June 2nd. We're still going to be there, and we are going to continue our series of Rhythm Review dance parties. And for all the information about Rhythm Review, check out ClassicSoul.com. Chris Murray is with me, KISS personality since 2003. And Chris, some final words. Hey. I wanted to give everybody a last chance to say something today.
That's nice of you. I really appreciate that. Once again, I want to thank all the listeners. I've got a brand new book. I'm an author. It's called Married Together, Single Apart. It deals with a lot of things. A lot of men are reading this book, Felix. A lot of men, 19, 50 years old, are reading this book in groups. Find out why men are reading it and find out why ladies love it. Absolutely great. It deals with forgiveness, being bored with marriage, the comfort of fear. It stresses having logic in and getting your feelings out. It's a great book. It's available on Amazon.com and Soup to Nuts on Marriage. It also tells people, men and women, about how to discover if, in fact, you do have a relationship or marriage, what ingredients are required to make sure you got that man or that lady.
Give me the name of the book again, Chris.
Married Together, Single Apart.
By Chris Murray at Amazon.com.
Amazon, endorsed by Bob Pickett, Dr. Deborah Simpson, and Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant from Essence Magazine.
Bring in one last song on this station, Chris. Come on, do it. Do
High
it.
School, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Twin City, Newark, New Jersey, roller skating, Invisible Man's Band, all night thing, everybody. 98.7 KISS FM, old school, today's R&B. Chris on KISS, Felix Hernandez, my brother Barry Mason, New York, love you. So long, everybody.
Family and WBLS family will become one station.
One family, one station, our voice. 98.7 KISS FM will live at 107.5 WBLS starting Monday.
Stock up for spring right now at Macy's.
Rhythm Review remembers the pioneers of soul. 98.7 KISS FM.
Airchecks.com.
Found Ray on 98.7 KISS FM Rhythm Review and our last Classic Soul on Sundays broadcast on KISS FM. Rhythm Review is not going anywhere, folks. I want to remind you that the Roseland parties will continue as always. And also you can get more information about where you can continue hearing Rhythm Review on the radio at ClassicSoul.com. All right, ClassicSoul.com. Barry, Maestro Mason, Tuesday night. We've got a thing going here.
Tuesday night, Groovy Tuesdays at the South Street Seaport. Right. Yes, it's going to be a fantastic show. It's going to be Felix Hernandez on the turntables, of course, the one and only. And we're going to do a special tribute to 98.7 KISS FM. All the KISS jocks are invited, as well as you. It's happening at the Beekman Beer Garden, South Street Seaport, Pier 17th, Tuesday, May 1st.
That's this Tuesday.
And it's going down. Also not performing. It's going to be a presentation by Fonda Ray. She's going to be in the house, as well as D-Train and the Ladies of Sky and many, many more. So if you want more details, log on to ClassicSoul.com or www.track1entertainment.com.
Right. Barry Mason, thank you.
You're welcome.
Tavares is going to tell it like it is because we want to keep this music alive on this in this city, however we can. They were called Chubby and the Turnpikes when they first came on the scene. Tavares,
yeah.
Don't take away my music.
Don't take away the music.
This weekend, we remember 98.7 KISS FM.
$1 million dash for cash. I won't be able to see you anymore.
Ashford and Simpson.
We've been meeting here.
KISS FM.
Every day.
You just been great!
And since this is our last day together.
Oh, DJ Red Alert.
It's DJ Chuck Chill Out.
Hi, this is Chuck Leonard on 98.7 KISS FM.
KISS.
Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
This weekend, 98.7 KISS FM says farewell, New York. And remember, the legacy of 98.7 KISS FM will live on starting Monday with our family at 107.5 WBLS.
How would you like to learn about the film business, party with the stars, and see some really great black movies? Well, now's the time to register for Film Life's 16th Annual American Black Film Festival, June 20th through 23rd in sunny, sexy South Beach. For information, visit ABFF.com, the American Black Film Festival, where everyone's a star. Produced by Jeff Friday, sponsored by HBO, Gold Peak Tea, Cadillac, the GMC Television Network, and American Airlines. Don't miss it, June 20th through 23rd, ABFF.com.
Here's your KISS calendar.
Tell Toya Beasley who you think should be Pastor of the Week. Send your nomination to Toya Beasley at 987KISSFM.com and listen for your pastor's name on KISS Inspiration, Sunday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m.
For more info, log on to 987KISSFM.com. 98.7 KISS FM says farewell, New York. Over 30 years of great music and community service will live on starting Monday on 107.5 WBLS.
KISS FM. Stevie Wonder, the album was Songs in the Key of Life. I wish those days. Mike Shannon is here.
Felix. I wish those days would come back once more. Good old days of 98.7 KISS FM.
Wow. And, yeah, we'll be saying that tomorrow, won't we?
Yeah. Well, we're already saying it.
Mike, how long have you been part of the KISS family?
I have been here since July 10th, 1994.
You even know the date.
Yes, because you know how I know this, and I didn't get a chance to really say this yesterday because I really would have started bawling all over the radio, but I started on July 10th, 1994, which is my grandmother's birthday. She's no longer with me, but she used to always tell me that the reason you're having so much success on that radio station is because you started on my birthday, and
there you go.
That was 18 years ago, and I definitely have an angel looking out for me, and hey, this isn't it. Like I said yesterday, you're going to hear from me again sooner than later, hopefully, okay? But I am not done.
Mike Shannon, thank you for stopping by. 98.7 KISS FM Rhythm Review and Newsy Neighbors First Choice.
KSFM, New York.
I'm KISS FM's morning man, Isaac Hayes.
DJ Red Alert.
98.7 KISS FM is saying farewell, New York.
KISS FM has been a voice in this community for 30 years. And today, we say goodbye. The entire KISS family and WBLS family will become one station.
Beginning Monday at midnight.
Rhythm Review broadcast on KISS FM, but it's not the end of Rhythm Review. No, no, no. Dance parties will continue. Barry Mason's cracking up.
No way. It's not the end at all.
No way. This music this music is too important. I mean, the classic soul, it's the foundation of all of today's music. I mean, you know, when you listen to hip-hop or even some current rock, they're sampling our music. They're sampling classic soul, and this needs to be heard, and it needs to stay on the air. Rhythm Review will continue, and again, I'll give you that website, and you can stay in touch with me, all right? Get on my email list at classicsoul.com. And I also, classicsoul.com, want to remind you that This Thursday is a very important day. It should be a national holiday, the birthday of the great James Brown.
Wow!
James Brown, 98.7 KISS FM on the Rhythm Review. And we're going to take a quick break, and I want you to share your memories now of KISS FM. Give me a call, 1-800-288-5477, or find me on Facebook. You know my name, right?
98.7 KISS FM says farewell, New York. Over 30 years of great music and community service will live on starting Monday on 107.5 WBLS. Yeah! This weekend, 98.7 KISS FM says farewell, New York.
Time for the $1 million Dash for Cash payoff song.
The KISS Master Mix album, a specially priced 2-record set.
Your KISS card can win you a share of $200,000.
Remember, the legacy of 98.7 KISS FM will live on starting Monday with our family at 107.5 WBLS.
98.7 KISS FM, 100% pure joy from Positive Force. We got the funk. One of the joyous sounds of 98.7 KISS FM last 30 years in the New York metropolitan area. And I must say that I've just been completely overwhelmed with pride at being part of this family. I mean, in the beginning when I started in radio, the idea of being part of this radio station was beyond my wildest dreams. And I told Bob Slade this morning, every Sunday coming into this building is like living in a dream. It was like living in a dream for me.
Yeah. You're so used to it. I think you're probably going to come in like next week.
I probably will. I don't think my key's going to be working next week. Barry Mason's with me.
Oh,
and
man.
Mike Shannon, and just sharing some memories of 98.7 KISS FM. Folks, Rhythm Review is not going anywhere, okay? Mm-hmm. You'll still get your Classic Soul, but we need to get you on our email list, all right? So get on ClassicSoul.com and make sure you get on my email list, and we'll keep you up to date, all right? Classic Soul lives on, and I'm going to make sure of it, that Classic Soul is going to stay.
No doubt. Right. No doubt about that.
You got that right. All right, I got to play this one for you now. We were, Mike Shannon was talking about this record. And you said that the first time you heard it, you had to go and buy it right away, right?
I was in the car with my mother. I was a teenager. And we heard it. And in those days, you could stop and just go in the record store and buy something and jump back in the car. And that's what I did when I heard this one.
Not anymore.
No.
Get download. Record store, what's that?
I know,
store.
Right?
Now everything's downloaded. Oh, no. Galaxy War Rhythm Review. KISS FM.
Sundays couldn't be better. Rhythm Review with Felix Hernandez on 98.7 KISS FM.
Oh, BT Express on Rhythm Review, 98.7 KISS FM. Classic Soul on Sundays. Well, today will be the last Classic Soul on Sundays on this station, but we will continue with Rhythm Review. We'll be at Roseland on June the 2nd, and we're going to continue our Roseland dance parties. I mean, Roseland has survived 3 radio stations now, so
That's right.
We're not going anywhere.
They're not going anywhere.
Barry Mason, I know you've got something lined up for us this Tuesday night, a special tribute to KISS.
The debut of Guru Week Tuesday, Beekman Beer Garden, 89 South Street. That's right, it's going to be a special tribute to 98.7 KISS FM. All the jocks are going to be invited, including you, Mike Shannon. Hopefully you come down and hang out with us.
I'll
and have
be
a good
there,
time.
You know me.
All right, that's what we're talking about. All right, Groovy Tuesday. So special guest artists, Of course, Felix Hernandez will be on the turntables. And, of course, special guest artists appearing, Fonda Rae, D-Train, and the legendary Ladies of Sky. So come on out and have a good time. Oh, more information, log on to ClassicSoul.com or www.track1ent.com. All right?
Thank you, Felix. Barry. Again, ClassicSoul.com. It's a promotion of Barry Mason and Felix Hernandez and music from Double Exposure on the Rhythm Review.
Yeah.
98.7 KISS FM.
This weekend, 98.7 KISS FM says farewell, New York.
The 98.7 KISS FM.
Classic soul.
And today's R&B. KISS.
We're jamming with KISS FM.
And remember, the legacy of 98.7 KISS FM will live on starting Monday with our family at 107.5 WBLS.
KISS FM.
We were constantly changing.
I'm Barry White. 98.7 KISS FM has changed.
Constantly evolving.
98.7 KISS FM. Saturday night Max dance party.
We came on hard.
98.7 KISS FM.
Quick.
K-I-S-S.
And didn't take any prisoners.
This weekend, we remember 98.7 KISS FM, a voice in our community for 30 years, and we're saying goodbye. We'll remember 30 years of great music. Hear stories from your favorite KISS DJs and you. This weekend, 98.7 KISS FM says farewell, New York. And remember, the legacy of 98.7 KISS FM will live on starting Monday with our family at 107.5 WBLS.
Flash colon cancer.
98.7 KISS FM says farewell, New York. Over 30 years of great music and community service will live on starting Monday on 107.5 WBLS.
Like I said, Rhythm Review is not going anywhere. Get on that email list at ClassicSoul.com. Rhythm Review, Classic Soul on Sundays. Again, the website is ClassicSoul.com. Music there, Shorty Long, the Motown Classic, and Roseland Classic. Function at the Junction, the most requested Roseland record of all time. With me in the studio is Barry Mason. And let's see, I can't see behind the screen here. I think Mike Chen is still here.
What are you trying to say, Fields? What are you trying to say?
No, the computer's screens are blocking my view here. I can't see who's in the studio. Toya Beasley's in the room with me. Toya, again, thank you for bringing me into the KISS family. Thank you, and I'm sure you have a lot to say still to the folks.
Yeah, I just want to thank them again. I can't thank them enough. Thank you. So glad that you took this ride with us over 30 years. And we're going to stay connected just like Felix gave you out an email. I want to give you out one to stay connected with me, ToyaBeasley.com. And we just know that God does all things well, and we're looking forward to what he has for us after this. Because there will be glory after this.
Yes, there will.
Absolutely.
That's
right. Toy, I want to play this for you. I know this is a big record on your show.
Oh.
New York.
I'm Kiss FM's morning man, Isaac Hayes.
DJ Red
Alert. 98.7 Kiss FM is saying farewell, New York.
Kiss FM has been a voice in this community for 30 years. And today, we say goodbye. The entire Kiss family and WBLS family will become one station.
Beginning Monday at midnight.
Airchecks.com.